Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So sadly, we're going to see more chaos, we're going to see more mayhem, and we're being told that multiple U.S. synagogues, places of worship for Jewish people, have been receiving bomb threats following the Hamas terror attacks on Israel. Chaos breeds chaos, and unfortunately, we're expecting more of it. And I think there are individuals who love to take advantage of a time like this. Breaking news we have is Hamas is threatening to start killing off hostages as they are being threatened and hit with airstrikes from Israel. I just spoke to a friend of mine in Israel. One of his family members is one of the hostages. It's scary stuff. It's absolutely frightening right now. And again, this is 2023. You know, when you look at scenes, you're thinking, are we looking at the Holocaust again? Are we looking at World War II? Are we looking at... No. This is 2023. As tech savvy as we are, as progressive as we are, no. There are individuals who have absolutely nothing better to do than to want the death of individuals, especially Jews. And we are going to sadly see a wave of anti-Semitism, probably a tsunami of anti-Semitism. So we're being told right now that several Utah synagogues have received bomb threats. Jewish leaders in Salt Lake City were forced to evacuate worshipers mid-service after receiving anonymous terror threats. Police said was emailed to several synagogues. Rabbi Sam Spector, according to Daily Mail, said Congregation Kol Ami saw the message around 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, prompting them to abandon their Simchat Torah service, flee to a nearby Tanner Park. And I understand that, you know, some of these might not be valid threats, but the fact that people want to start causing chaos, you know, one thing you don't understand about the Jewish people is we've been here before. I mean, we grew up knowing that we had family members who were desecrated, killed, raped, stripped of all their belongings, and maybe some of us might not be in a position where we can be prepared. We understand that there's hate, and multiple other people of various demographics have felt hate, depending on who they are, which shouldn't exist. There's no reason to hate anybody based on their religion, their belief, their race, their creed, their color. But many of us who have been the focus of that, understand that people could be that way. And, you know, people will tell me, you know, gosh, you know, a lot of the Jewish people they know, they're always, you know, looking for anti-Semitism. We're not always looking for it. You know, that's just like saying that, you know, somebody's always looking to see if you're trying to say something that's anti-this or anti-that. You know, we have to be aware. You know, now I get somebody will say, oh, look at that bird. You know, it looks like a swastika. And I'm like, no, it's a bird. Somebody put a picture of a bird. Well, are they trying to? And the reason why there might be that heightened awareness is because when we say never forget, whether it's September 11th, whether it's the Holocaust, whether it's the racism that this country had for years before the Civil Rights Act and may continue to still have in multiple arenas, when we say never again, is we're not going to get caught with our pants down. We're going to be ready. You know, as an individual, I've told you guys this when it comes to cancer. I'm not afraid of cancer. I'm afraid of not being prepared and somebody saying you could have prevented this. You know, we're not, in fact, interestingly, Chris Collinsworth, yesterday during the game, Dallas versus the 49ers, he said football players aren't afraid of getting hurt. They're afraid of being embarrassed. Missing the play, fumbling, dropping the ball. That's where I think a lot of us are. All right? What was one of the biggest tragedies of the Holocaust, in addition to all the murders and the mayhem and the experiments and everything that they did, killing both Christians and Jews and gypsies and homosexuals and all the bad things that happened, one of the other big tragedies is that we didn't see the writing on the wall. Okay? We don't want to be caught like that again. I mean, we know, we're very well aware right now that anti-Semitism still pervades. It's still in our country. It's still in our cities. Just like there's still racism. There's still, you know, we understand that. Hopefully, those who we do business with, those who we're friends with, those we invite into our homes, don't pervade these sort of sentiments. But we're not stupid. We know there are people out there that are stupid, that are mean, that are evil. And so for those people thinking, you know what, this is just Israel, you know, or it's just Jews, we're good. No, we have Americans who have been killed in the attacks. These apparently Hamas killed indiscriminately. They got individuals who probably weren't Jewish. Anytime anti-Semitism or racism happens, it does affect everybody. And so be on guard. You know, it's not just synagogues that could be right now at risk in America. There could be individuals or people from Hamas or Hezbollah or other terrorist groups or even cartel trying to seize on the chaos that's going on. And it's pretty chaotic. We don't have a speaker in the house. We don't have a secure border. We don't know how to do elections without, you know, consistent and organized manner when it comes to millions of mail-in ballots. People see that we're in chaos. We're arguing over student loan debt, and there are individuals that are watching, and they're laughing, and they're planning, and they're just salivating at the mouth on when they could strike. So maybe some of these threats are real, maybe they're not, but keep in mind that it's a very chaotic time right now. And evil wants to do evil, and it could affect any of us. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? right? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a few of you have told me that you have trips to Israel planned. And you're asking what I think in terms of how long is this going to go. As each hour passes, I think we're understanding how serious and how long and drawn out this could be. And Israel has been taking rockets and missiles. We hear all the time. that there's issues at the border and there's, you know, rockets fired and there's IEDs placed in public places. And, you know, Israel has been dealing with this for a long time, but this is a little different. This was a full-scale attack, Israel's equivalent of September 11th, where people on their own soil attacked them. And to the degree with their small population, 800 dead, many, many more injured, and hostages taken. Hamas announcing they're going to begin to execute hostages. This is war. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared that this is war. For those of you that, I would not necessarily cancel, depend on when your trip is, but be aware that this could go on for a while. And even though Israel, just like the Six-Day War, only lasted 6 days, you know, the devastation of it and the retaliatory attitudes of those surrounding are not going to go away that quickly. And so I was just in Israel. I mean, I've been to Israel twice. I felt very, very safe because of their readiness. You know, there's American military there. There's Israeli military, the IDF. And it was amazing when I was there in the 90s how many you saw. I mean, I saw just as many American military as Israeli military when I was there in the 90s. It was, you know, Israel is America's helicopter pad for the Middle East. So America has, you know, easy access, intelligence, able to, you know that they have a landing pad if they need to be in the Middle East and a very close ally. But we are now recommending that, you know, people leave that don't have to be there. So we are being told that multiple countries are trying to send evacuation flights. Latin American governments, for example, CNN is reporting that Latin American governments are moving to evacuate their citizens that are stranded in Israel. There's been a growing number of commercial flights canceled amid the fighting. Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador said his government was sending two planes to evacuate 300 Mexican citizens, among them the members' country's rhythmic gymnastics team, who was participating in a training camp. Apparently, the team's coach released a video asking the government to help them return home. Brazil is also sending two repatriation flights, one from Rome, second from Brasilia, scheduled to leave Monday afternoon. 1,700 Brazilians are currently in Israel, many of them tourists. 235 Argentinians have requested evacuation through a government registry, country's foreign minister said, and the Colombian consulate in Tel Aviv also said there's about 180 Colombian tourists in Israel. 9 Americans have died. We don't know how many Americans are currently there. The numbers also might be kind of hard to get because a lot of us have dual citizenship. So you have many Americans that are living there, working there, and so they're Israelis, but they're also American. And so I think we have a lot. We have many. Currently, 85 soldiers have been killed. The rest of the fatalities were civilians. 900 people have been killed by Hamas, according to Israeli Army Radio. Hundreds of Hamas militants have been killed in Gaza in recent Israeli attacks. And we're now being told that Hamas is going to start executing hostages. Which, you know, and this was... once we saw them take hostages, we knew that it was bad. Israel has some of the finest military and finest operative agents, but Gaza's huge, spans 25 miles, very dense, and they could be hiding hostages in areas that would get bombed, or would be, you know, they're going to use these hostages as shields. Abu Obaida, spokesperson for Hamas's armed wing, the IQB, according to Daily Mail, said they have been acting in accordance with Islamic instructions by keeping Israeli captives safe. Okay? But they say they're going to begin executing them for any new bombing of civilian houses without pre-warning. Now, Israel has already warned that they're going to start bombing. Sadly, many of the Hamas headquarters and their supplies, they put in areas of schools and hospitals, and Israel doesn't want to, obviously, bomb schools and hospitals, which makes it very, very tricky. And so they said, we have decided to put an end to this, and as of now, we declare that any targeting of our people in their homes without prior warning will be regrettably faced with the execution of one of the hostages of civilians we are holding. Now, Gaza City has been devastated by airstrikes in response to where they think that is where Hamas headquarters are. And Israel's foreign minister warned Hamas against harming any of the hostages who were taken from Israel. And I'm assuming Americans are among them as well. El Cohen said Israel was committed to bringing the hostages home in the spirit of mutual responsibility. We demand Hamas not to harm any of the hostages. This war crime will not be forgiven. So this does make it very, very, very difficult. You know, when it comes to wars, we've seen movies and we have this Hollywood picturesque version of, all right, you bomb us, we bomb you. We just need to, you know, advance the field, advance everybody we're killing are going to be those trying to kill us, make it very simple. But these battles are not on the battlefield. These battles are happening at a festival. 250 people killed at this festival when Hamas terrorists were driving around on motorcycles shooting people indiscriminately. There was an Israeli couple that were able to fortunately hide their 10-month-old twins while they were being murdered. This story is just absolutely horrifying, and we're going to be hearing more and more of these stories. But an Israeli couple, Itai and Hadar Berdichevsky, about 30 years old, had only seconds to hide their twins. Fortunately, the twins weren't crying. I don't know how they were able to do this. But they bundled their babies into a hidden shelter. Hamas terrorists stormed their home. This is according to Colombia Gali, Israeli ambassador to Colombia, Gali Dagan. And Italian Hadar fought the gunmen before they were shot and killed. Their two babies were found and rescued by Israeli soldiers after being left alone for more than 12 hours. And for the couple to save their twins, wow. But this was just indiscriminate. People were going into the homes, and the terrorists were going into the homes. And from what we were told by some of the stories, they were taking the children, killing the children in front of the couples, in front of the parents, and then killing the parents. And you know, fortunately, these kids were found. But you know, when you see some of the video footage of what they're doing with the women and parading them and their dead bodies, this war is going to be very, very long and drawn out if there are hostages. Now, I mean, what America could do, I mean, if there is a ceasefire and then there's an exchange of prisoners, the problem is with that is ceasefires keep happening and then the attacks keep happening. And this might be Israel's only chance to really knock out much of their terrorist cells. And so I don't know if they're going to go for a ceasefire and prisoner swap. It's going to be very, very complicated. And I'm obviously no strategist. You guys know more than I. But this was, you know, ceasefires and declarations of peace mean nothing when they do these surprise attacks. And the fact that they could be so vicious and so brutal, to give them this win, for them to plan it again, nobody's going to feel safe unless the Israeli military said, look, this is what we destroyed. And so I don't know what's going to happen to the hostages. We know they killed and they raped and they paraded their bodies. But the ones that are still alive, I do want to get back as much as possible. Not sure how they should proceed. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, don't go away.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
News update. A Florida-based private rescue organization deploying resources to Israel to evacuate Americans who can't get out or are being held hostage. The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee says Congress can provide aid to Israel without a House speaker, but it's not ideal. A man accused of faking his own death to avoid rape charges in Utah, set to be extradited to the U.S. Nicholas Alaverdian, who also goes by Nicholas Rossi, insists he's an Irishman named Arthur Knight and had been living in Scotland. However, he was captured at a hospital in the U.K. Police believe his tattoos and fingerprints prove otherwise. Many banks and government offices closed today in observance of Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day. The post office closed, but FedEx and UPS running as usual. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
In 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I told you 2023 was the year of the strike or walkout, and we're going to probably be seeing more. And we're now being told that Walgreens is next, where some of the Walgreens stores, the staff, the pharmacists, technicians, walking out this week. But it's fascinating the reason why. Now, we've been talking about nurse burnout, doctor burnout, teacher burnout, Hollywood writer burnout. Burnout is a big thing. and a very common thing. No doubt the pharmacists and the pharmacy technicians and the pharmacy staff are dealing with that as well. But pharmacists have even bigger challenges on top of what some of these other groups have that have been having strikes or walkouts. Pharmacists, many of them are in stores that are retail. And there's a lot of safety issues when there's the crime, when people are coming in stealing. And so, true, medical workers have, you know, been at risk of being shot and attacked, and sadly, we've seen that, unfortunately, far too many. But we have started to make pharmacies maybe more than they should be. And we're being told that the walkout is a response to what pharmacy employees call burdensome prescription and vaccination expectations placed on the pharmacists. So this is going to include many U.S. Walgreens stores. It would occur between Monday and Wednesday. So what's fascinating is burdensome prescription and vaccination expectations. I told you guys when we first heard that the U.S. government said, hey, guys, you go to the pharmacies for your COVID testing. You go to the pharmacies for your COVID vaccine. You go to the pharmacies for these COVID treatments. And I go to these pharmacies, and I'm there, you know, to pick up a prescription or go for my vaccines. They're amazing. I mean, in terms of handling it all, but they're overwhelmed. And throughout the pandemic and the lockdown, they were going 24/7. And here we have public officials. In fact, when Paxlovid came out last July, not this July, but last July, they said pharmacies will now dispense it. And I'm thinking, oh, this is cool. I'm thinking, okay, the pharmacies might be making good money because now it's rushing all this traffic to them. And I heard from pharmacists, no, this is not a good thing. And in fact, despite the FDA last year saying you could go to your pharmacist to get the Paxlovid, many pharmacists are like, we're not doing it. Now, CVS eventually sent out a press release 4 months later, I believe, saying we're doing it. You could come, get your Paxlovid, your COVID medication, but there's a bunch of things you need to follow. We need your blood work. You're going to have to meet with the pharmacist. You're going to have to pay to see the pharmacist. But should we be putting this on our pharmacists? You know, we heard that we were going to be shunting the majority of COVID care, whether it was testing, vaccination, and prescriptions, to pharmacy chains. And these pharmacy chains might be struggling with labor shortages, supply chain shortages, theft. Were they ready? Okay. Then, amidst all of this, I think multiple states sued Walgreens for the opioid crisis. What? Well, you filled the prescriptions. What the hell is a pharmacy supposed to do? Pharmacists, if a doctor gave them a prescription and they go, you know what, I don't think I like you taking Viagra, I'm not filling it, they could lose their license. Pharmacists are supposed to fill prescriptions that the medical providers write. Yet they got sued, forget the amount, and had to settle because opioid prescriptions were filled at their pharmacies. So now they have to, you know, double check, see if the doctor's right. I mean, now they have to take on the medical professional. They're just trying to fill prescriptions like they're supposed to. And we put this extra work on them. All right, that's a little bit overbearing. Then we threw them into the abortion controversy. I think Governor Newsom had started to criticize Walgreens because there were some pharmacists that weren't comfortable with prescribing abortive medication. Why are we involving the pharmacies and putting them in these positions? We could easily solve that by if a doctor wants to help a mother abort the fetus, they could dispense the medication at their office. Keep then Walgreens employees out of it. But these employees, and maybe they're also walking out on for a variety of other reasons, but if I had to put everything together, that's pretty exhausting. And all they were originally supposed to do is you come in there with your prescription, They make sure there's no drug interactions, which is really, really cool. That's another thing they have to do. If the doctor forgets that that person has an allergy or if that doctor forgets that there's a drug interaction, they catch it. And with telemedicine, it's really making their job worse because many people will put as little as possible into the telemedicine platform so they get the medication. I've had patients livid because they want a medication that will severely interact with their current medication. So instead, what they're saying is, sorry, I'm not on any medications. Well, the pharmacist catches it and saves their life. So, and the technicians. And so these pharmacies have been now thrust in the last few years into being at the center of everything, it seems like. Abortion issue, COVID, opioid crisis. They can only take so much. And every time I go to pick up something, the line, there is never a break for them. In fact, one of my local pharmacies said that their break is like only at 1 a.m. They are allowed to, even though they're 24/7, close at 1 a.m. for lunch hour. It's got to be exhausting. So I think before any more public officials say just go to the pharmacy, you can go to your pharmacies, can you make sure everybody's on board? Now, this walkout is not including all of them. We're being told by Reuters that this is going to be some of the Walgreens stores, including pharmacists, technicians, support staff, a walkout between Monday and Wednesday. Others expect to close their pharmacies for all 3 days. Others may only close for 1 day. This isn't necessarily a union sort of, it's not necessarily a national effort. It's not a very organized one, but these stores are having trouble. Meanwhile, CVS is closing hundreds of stores. When your competitor is closing hundreds of stores, now that's going to make your job even worse. And I heard Biden, I heard public officials say, you go. In fact, they had said, when you go to the pharmacy, you're going to drive up, you're going to get a test. If you're positive, you're going to get the treatment. And it's going to be just like that. No. Paxlovid, which is a COVID medication and a very good one, has a list a mile long of medications you can't take with it. And you can't give it to somebody in liver failure. If somebody has severe kidney disease, the dose needs to be adjusted. There's a choreography. And there's this big push to make Walgreens staff the medical go-to. And a lot of them don't want it. They didn't go to medical school for a reason. They wanted to do the pharmacological aspect of medicine. We're starting to turn Walgreens into places where diabetes could go and be treated and all that. And maybe that's nice and maybe that's a fantastic thing for the community. But now the pharmacist is taking on liability of somebody's heart, of somebody's vision. If somebody is diabetic and loses their vision or has a heart attack, are they going to sue the pharmacist? Because the pharmacist is the one that gave the medication and didn't necessarily do what a family medicine provider comprehensively does. So be aware that you might have issues getting some of your prescriptions. And I get it. If Walgreens is overwhelmed, I don't blame them. It's ridiculous what we've put on these pharmacies. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. The Peeping Tom is still alive and well. And apparently we keep hearing of cases where people have cameras in airport bathrooms, in fast food bathrooms, in gyms. And I don't shower at the gym. I have gym equipment at home, and I do have a gym I go to. But I'll just go to my own house. I just don't need that. Also, I really don't want to scare anybody else. I don't want people not going to gym because they have to run into me naked. But we are being told that son of Buck Ease, co-founder, is accused of secretly filming house guests in the bathroom. Guests at Mitchell Wasek's family house on Lake Travis spotted a charging port for a camera hidden in a bathroom wall. This is the son of Buck Ease co-founder Don Wasek. And he's been accused, according to Fox News, of secretly filming party guests using the bathroom at a family Texas lake house. Mitchell Wasek is facing a total of 28 counts of invasive visual recording in Travis County. He's 28 years old. Guests at the family house spotted a charging port for Wasek's camera hidden in a bathroom wall and reported him to authorities in May, an affidavit obtained by the local newspaper. Witnesses took the camera from the lake house, viewed its contents, which included recordings of guests in various states of undress. The camera reportedly contained recordings of 13 people in bathrooms at the lake house and two other locations, including an Austin apartment and a home in Colorado owned by them. Wasek's attorney did not immediately respond for a request for comment, and apparently they showed people using the toilet, showering, changing clothes, and or having sex. He was released on $280,000 bond, is due in court October 24th. Now, this is why I'm telling you this, all right? There's been a lot of issues with people and their Airbnb relationships with the owner of the Airbnb. And we have heard cases of Airbnb owners putting cameras in there. For salacious reasons, to look at dirty things, the Peepee Toms, but possibly to document when somebody is destroying the property. And we've been going into other people's homes pretty vulnerably. And we're renting a person's house. We're renting a person's property. It's not a hotel. Even though, I mean, hotels could probably do this too. But these are people's property that they own. We go in there, we see the bed, we see the clean towels, we see the kitchen. Do you really check for cameras? And disputes that happen are you brought an animal when you said you didn't. You damaged this carpet, you stained this, you tore the furniture. And when the person says it was there when I got there, oh, here's the camera proof. Here's, you know, video surveillance. We have video surveillance posted there. Here's the video. We didn't know there was a video. It says video surveillance. Does video surveillance mean outside or inside? And there's been Peeping Toms where apparently I saw this video where the alarm clock can be a camera. And the alarm clock is facing the bed. And when they shined a certain light and they dimmed the lights, you could see it was camera. So check the alarm clock, check the shades, check the plants. But on the flip side, you hear about some of these Airbnb squatters where they don't, I'm not saying it's okay to videotape somebody unwittingly, but I'm wondering if videotaping guests is going to now start to rise because you have squatters that don't leave. They rent out some of these really nice homes. I think there was somebody in a Long Island or in a Hampton rental property, wouldn't leave. We have that one person who's renting out a Dennis guest house with 360-degree panoramic views, hasn't leaved in over, I think, 600 days. And maybe some of these owners are like, we got you on video. You don't leave, we show this video. And I'm worried that this type of stuff is going to happen and it's going to now increase where there's going to be such distrust. And I don't want to ruin the Airbnb market. And I don't want to accuse everybody of going to be videotaping you naked. But you start to wonder if with all these disputes on damage, on not leaving, on stealing, you stole the decor. No, I didn't. Here you are on tape. You start to wonder if there's going to be. I mean, already people's property have video because they have those cameras, those smart doorbells. Yeah, it was interesting. When we rented a place when we were in Israel, there was a gate, and there was nobody there at the gate. And I'm like, oh, no. And I'm like, where's the person? You have to ask the person to go in to park. But apparently they were watching us. It was a camera. So we called. They looked at the camera. Again, everything's remote. You're on camera. Which is why when you park, try to park near a camera. So God forbid something happens to you. Look and notice where the cameras are. Learn how this happens. But sadly, you have individuals who, again, are peeping Toms, and they put video equipment and surveillance equipment in very compromising positions. And one, it could be just for their own kicks. But another thing is they could use that to blackmail you. We just talked about President Biden's brother, Frank, I think, who I guess has a picture posted of him on a gay porn site. Whether he's gay or not, who cares? But he was standing there naked and apparently had a picture of himself. And people can use that to blackmail you. And they'll say, look, we caught you naked. And so you do as we say, you pay us, or that video goes everywhere. And it's horrible. It's horrifying. And so it just something you need to be aware of. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There was a scientist who created a new class of antibiotics, a brilliant young scientist, who apparently died at the age of 29. Christy Smitten was diagnosed with heart cancer. Heart cancer is very rare. And I believe she was living in the UK. And she is one of the scientists that discovered... And I apologize, I'm having issues with, she had a cardioangiosarcoma. Sarcoma are these tumors that are very, very aggressive. You could get them in the heart, you could get them in the abdomen, you could get them multiple places, and they're pretty vicious. One of my friends had one, and thank God survived. But this was a biochemist with a PhD in chemistry, named in Forbes magazine, prestigious 30 under 30 list for science and healthcare. And has continued to lead the fight against antimicrobial resistance, creating or discovering a new class of antibiotics to treat bacterial infections, pneumonia, meningitis. And unfortunately, she was afflicted with this. So very, very sad. It's mind-boggling when people in healthcare that you would think would be, you know, identifying the first signs of this. Unfortunately, I've seen some of the most vicious cancer and vicious things happen to people who are at some of the top in their field. And it shows you it could affect any of us. So may she rest in peace. Very, very sad. But any sort of chest pain, trouble breathing. I had diagnosed a tumor in a heart that was a myxoma, not necessarily a sarcoma, in a person who was a new patient saying she was asthmatic and needed a refill of an inhaler. I wanted to confirm that she was asthmatic, couldn't find asthma. I did a little bit more testing, and we found a tumor on her heart. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets, and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.